Hello and welcome to the Foreign Desk Explainer on Monocle 24. I'm Steve Bloomfield. In this episode, democracy takes hold in West Africa. Over the past two decades, Guinea-Bissau has experienced two coups, an attempted coup, a presidential assassination, and a civil war. Next door, in Guinea, one coup leader who had ruled for two decades was replaced by another coup leader in 2008. Two of Guinea's neighbours, Liberia and Sierra Leone, were ravaged by civil wars in the 1990s and early 2000s. Over the border in Côte d'Ivoire, a civil war split the country in two, and to Côte d'Ivoire's north, Burkina Faso was ruled for 27 years by a military man who had ousted a democratic leader. And let's not forget Mauritania, which experienced two coups in the first decade of this century, or even Senegal, where just 5 years ago, President Abdoulaye Wade was trying to force through constitutional changes to extend his 12-year rule. West Africa has had a troubled recent relationship with democracy, but times are changing. Over the weekend, Yahya Jammeh, the Gambia's autocratic leader, who had held power for 22 years, was forced to step down weeks after losing an election, the result of which he had tried to ignore. His departure means that every nation in West Africa is now technically a democracy, the first time that this has happened since the winds of change swept across the region in the 1950s and 1960s and independence was won. And what's most notable about this change is that it hasn't been forced on West African nations by outsiders. It was the African Union's decision to suspend Mauritania that helped to bring back democracy. It was pressure from ordinary Senegalese that forced Wade to back down. It was Burkina Faso's neighbours who helped broker the peace and usher Blaise Compaoré out of power. And as we've seen over the past month, it has been ECOWAS, the regional body of West African states, that has led the way in ensuring that Jammeh stepped down. Indeed, they even sent in troops to prove they were serious. Democracy in West Africa is far from perfect. There is still, like in many other African nations, a winner-takes-all approach that makes clinging on to power all the more attractive. But for now, let's celebrate progress. This is a step in the right direction. The slogan, African Solutions for African Problems, is no longer just an empty catchphrase. That was the Foreign Desk Explainer. Tune in this Saturday for the full 30-minute edition of the Foreign Desk. I'm Steve Bloomfield. Thank you very much for listening. Goodbye.